You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Again on this Sunday in Easter, we hear the voice of the Lord calling us his own. This call should awaken us in a response of those who heard St. Peter's preaching long ago. It said, "What are we to do?" they cried. I'll have some thoughts on that in just a moment. Today we listen to Jesus speak to us of the abundant life and love he gives to us as the shepherd who calls his sheep by name. It is a voice that his sheep recognize and whom the sheep follow with complete trust. This image is easy for us to understand and easy for us to take to heart. We can see how Jesus is the good shepherd and that we are his sheep. We may well recognize his voice, but following is another story. But there's another image that Jesus uses in his listen that may not be so easy to understand. Not only does Jesus call himself the shepherd, but he refers to himself as the gate for the sheep. And he says it quite simply, "I am the gate." In first century Palestine, the shepherd would bring his sheep into a relatively small stone enclosure for safekeeping. This enclosure had one narrow entry and exit point. Sometimes there would be a gate. Sometimes it was the shepherd himself who would be the gate. If the shepherd was the gate, he would lie across the opening to keep the sheep from leaving and to protect the sheep from any predator that might want to steal or to harm his sheep. In essence, the person of the shepherd is the very boundary between safety and danger. And he is the source of protection. As if to say to some outsider, "If you want to harm or steal my sheep, you have to get through me to do it." But in order to be protected, the sheep must follow the shepherd into the pen by listening to his voice. This applies to us as well. If we want the good shepherd to protect us, we must also listen to his voice and follow him, obey him, in order to enter into eternal life, into the sheepfold. Sure, here in this place, the church, it's easy to hear the voice of the good shepherd. We just heard it in the gospel. And we might even hear it in our hearts. But out there in the world, beyond the protective walls, it isn't so easy. There's so much that competes with his voice. Aside from our own personal inward focus, personal desires and self-centeredness, which can make us deaf to the voice of Jesus, we are constantly hearing a relativistic culture tempting us with rationalism and humanism and secularism, all of which oppose a God-centered lifestyle in favor of hedonism and self-gratification. We witness the glorification of sports and athletes and pop culture icons, even technology and science and pseudoscience are worshipped and lauded as the solution to a manufactured crisis and the impending doom that they preach. Medical professionals and governments, they tell us when life can begin and even when it should be terminated. Even within the church, there are calls by many of her members, ordained and laity alike, to modernize and change with the times, ignoring or displacing the voice of God with easy options and personal agendas. All of this puts pressure on us to abandon our Christian and Catholic principles. It seems to be working, as baby boomers and Gen Xers and millennials all alike walk away from the Good Shepherd towards their worldly gods, whatever they are. Of course, no one can really drag us away. We choose to be led away, just as do sheep. However, as the shepherd and as the sheep gate, Jesus not only gives us the means to live, but he gives us himself, his presence, and his life. He gives this to us by the ultimate sacrifice of laying down his life for us, his friends, his flock. He is the supreme shepherd who will never cease to guard us from doubt and confusion, from fear and from malice and from hatred, if we let him. So in answer to that question of what can we do, here is what we can do. In his risen life, he calls us to be shepherds, to imitate him by giving our lives away in self-sacrificing love. Parents are shepherds for their children. Spouses are shepherds for each other. And students are shepherds on the playground and in the classroom, helping their friends and their schoolmates with their studies and defending them from bullies. Believers are shepherds in the midst of neighbors and co-workers, looking out for one another and giving courage to each other, with all of us inviting others into the sheepfold to get to know our Good Shepherd. We exercise this call only when we entrust ourselves to the care and the mercy of the one Good Shepherd himself. When we repent and seek forgiveness for our sins and separate ourselves from the corrupt generation, and that generation, regardless of age or classification, that generation that has rejected God. We must know, however, that we cannot lead unless we know by whom we are truly led. And knowing him, brothers and sisters, takes effort and engagement in our beautiful Catholic faith. And by following the Good Shepherd and that gatekeeper himself.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.